Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together like the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now, their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, Super Sam, and legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
It's time for some cowgirls! Woo!
Dallas sucks!
Yeah.
All right, well, look, everybody. This is the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show from Xfinity Live here at the patio of 1100 Social. Brought to you by Live Casino. We got a little feedback there, Tree. Work on that. We got to get this out of the way. I know this is a football program. Chris Sack, you have 60 seconds. Go.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Go Phillies!
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Go Phillies!
Listen.
Go Phillies!
I was saying to Diaz and the guys before the show, I've been privileged enough to see 17 postseason games for the Phillies over the years. 15 of them at home.
And everybody thinks you're
Friday
a bitch
Friday
right
night.
Now.
Friday night, we brought the alacrity. DUI chance all night long in the tomahawk chop. We took down the reigning, defending World Series champions who are no longer in the playoffs. We're going to take down the San Diego Padres in five. We're going to the World Series, baby. Get ready.
Woo!
Get ready, people.
Go, Phillies.
Get on board because the next 2 weeks are going to be a lot of fun, baby.
You think he's
excited? Let's go.
Okay, your 60 seconds are up.
That's all I ever need. Hi, honey.
And I'd like you to meet Mrs. Sack right behind him. Everybody got a quick announcement before we go any further. If you check out the Echelon Health and Fitness tent over there, we'll be sending you a link. Echelon Health and Fitness would like to offer every person here today a Green Legion 1 year, 3 days a week membership for free and 8 Thrive personal training sessions.
For free.
For free.
For a year.
For a tree.
For a year. Right there. Jeff Quinn.
For
a
tree.
Owner of Echelon Health.
Nice.
All right, Quinn.
Good job, Quinn.
And Quinn, thanks for keeping me on my diet.
Uh-oh.
My program. That's all you're going to hear.
We're 5 minutes in. We're talking about your diet already?
Yeah, and you're fired.
Ah.
Yes.
5 minutes in,
yes.
And you're fired already.
That's not even a record.
That's not a record?
No.
Everybody, make sure you download the iHeartRadio app, rate, review, download, and subscribe to Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports and Gambler. You get all of our shows updated. Shows brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka. Stateside Vodka, you guys are awesome. We love you. Stateside Bourbon.
Glug, glug.
Diaz. Dave Bavuso, State Farm. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company. Premier Window Cleaning. WeHateDirtyWindows.com. That's WeHateDirtyWindows.com. The Ludlam Bar and Grill, formerly La Costa in Seattle City. The beautiful ladies at Cheerleaders.
Yeah. Are they up there in the corner?
They're over there somewhere.
Diaz.
Yeah.
Be kind.
Yeah. Echelon Health and Fitness, as you already know. Advantage Health Plus coming soon. And, of course, Live Casino. Do not forget about Bucks County Baseball Company, who is selling gear right here, right now. Come up and check them out. Let's get started, shall we? I believe... Les Bowen might be joining us here in a little bit, so that should get fun. But, Jansen, you ready in studio with those clips I sent you?
I'm always ready, Quimby.
I think he's
always ready, Quimby.
He's
my man.
Sleeping.
My man. All right, so we want to take first segment here to at least talk about historical Eagles-Cowboys matchups, some of your favorite games, and...
Something I have over everybody here. Because I've actually played in these Cowboys-Eagles matchups.
Did we just get big time by Irv?
Yeah, yes, you just got big time.
Totally did.
Yes, you did.
Turned down Irv's mic a hair.
You just got big time.
Irv's allowed to big time us when he's talking about games he played versus the Cowboys.
Thank you very much.
It's a rule.
I get it.
Show rule.
New rule?
Yeah.
All right, well, each one of us is going to talk a little bit about a certain game that we picked from the past.
But not played.
Well, wow. Diaz is an athlete, apparently.
This show sucks so far. So, Diaz actually came up with the best one for us.
Of course, I'm always right.
It was the first large trip we ran, and that was to Dallas in 2004 for the Monday night game. Jansen, I believe you got a clip there for us.
Four-man rush. And then coming through at the last moment, but escaping, McMahon rolling to the outside, coming back this way, has a lot of room, is going to launch one. He was behind the line of scrimmage, and that is Freddie Mitchell making the catch.
That is amazing. That is Donovan McNabb. Freddie
busted out the belt.
13-second scramble, right?
Yeah, that was great.
Talk about that game, because you were there as a client. That was when we first started the
I don't know what I was doing, you know, being a client of yours. Now I'm an employee.
That's because you were gummied up, probably.
I don't know if they had gummies back then. There were no gummies back then.
Just straight weed.
We had homemade cookies.
Homemade.
I almost got kicked off the flight. But no, that was great. It was the first Green Legion trip, the big trip. We had, 900 people. I think we drank out of whatever that place in Deep Ellum we were. We drank all of their beer. They ran out of beer. We flooded the biggest Hooters on game day because this was a Monday night game.
Wait, hold on. You're talking about the restaurant, right?
The Hooters, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
When you say the biggest Hooters, I'm just trying to make sure we're staying on the same page.
And cheerleaders, everybody, sponsor Green Legion Radio.
Well, back then, though, I mean, now we have Green Legion trips are on point. We've got servers. We've got staff. Back then, I think we just had like 30 kegs in tubs.
Marilyn and I.
Yeah, it was 30 kegs in tubs, right?
Oh, that was it. No, they lined it up.
Yeah, it was just like.
And it wasn't 30. It was 54 that we went through that night.
Yeah,
54 kegs.
It was sloppy. It was great. And you know that stadium, that the old Dallas Stadium, whatever it was called, our Dallas Stadium or whatever.
Texas Stadium.
That place was a dump. But we were up there, man. What a day!
You had to worry about the fire retardant stuff on the roof falling into your beer. You literally had to look every time you sipped. What's up, Brian? How are you? Literally had to look into it every time.
The one thing that was shocking, that was my first road trip for an Eagles game of all ever. You know, we've been to 50 of them now. In contrast to the Cockroach Dallas fans that we have living in the Delaware Valley, there's some sprinkled about here. They're sunning themselves out somewhere.
Are you talking about someone specifically?
No, down in Dallas.
Could it be Irving's wife?
Those fans were like nice people. It's you try to like, you know, talk some trash and stuff. They were like, oh, y'all come down here from Philly. Oh, welcome. Hope you guys have a great time.
No, hold on. Remember, this has always been the case, and I will go to the grave with this. First of all, the best organization to work with if you're a fan group coming in the league is the Dallas Cowboys.
That's because they don't care about winning. They care about money.
Exactly.
That's right.
I'm good with that. And everybody that's a Cowboys fan in Texas.
Oh, look at this right here. Oh man.
This is not all cockroaches.
Oh, my God. Again, everybody, live from the stadium. Here we are.
Dallas sucks. Dallas sucks. Dallas sucks. Dallas sucks.
Okay. All right. Remember, this is Green Legion, and I'm trying to create a friendly environment for everybody here.
They were outside of the tailgate, though.
How about this instead?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
You won't hear that on any other pregame show, mother effers. Anyway.
Whoa. Wow.
There was. I was allowed to say that.
You were?
Absolutely.
Say it again.
Jansen, vote.
He's silent.
Yeah, completely. All right. So, yeah, that was a fantastic game. Sack would like to talk about 2008, last game of the regular season, which, by the way, three games had to go in our favor for us to eke into the playoffs. And that was
Raiders over Bears, I think.
Raiders, Bucks.
Bucks with something else.
You missed an extra point.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was three games something that had to go our way crazy before we went on to 4 o'clock.
And then that game started, and to seal the deal, go ahead, Jansen.
Romo down the sideline for Owens. Good throw. Catch is made, and it's inbounds. A blitz. Marion Barber loses the football. Joselio Hansen on the return. Only Romo can get close to him. It's another defensive touchdown.
If this doesn't get you fired up for today, nothing will.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
That's all we're going to do today.
That game was great. That's back in the day. We used to, our, the
that's
green,
all we have to do.
Oh, our entire radio show could be Dallas Sucks Chance and EGLES.
Greatest show
and
ever.
Everybody, greatest show ever. The Green Legion tailgates used to be at the old McFadden's over there at CBP. And we were watching those games. And I mean, like, three things had happened.
I remember exactly who I was with.
Uh-oh.
Well,
must have been good.
Because you can count them all in one hand.
Former calendar model, I'm sure.
And thank God you have had sex twice in your life now that you have your second child coming.
Yes!
Wow. An attack.
Wow.
A personal attack. But the walk from the McFadden's into there, it was a party. It was so... Everyone knew we were going to win that game. I was like, the Eagles can win, but they got all this
other
stuff.
Wait a minute.
I'm trying to change the subject over here.
Yeah. Sex twice?
His wife is pregnant again, so we know.
Wow.
That's it. Quimby, I've been traveling with you for a long time. You know better than that.
Now, we do have somebody. Let's do this.
Oh, wait a minute.
Sam didn't even realize. What?
No, we were supposed to talk about that game.
Oh, well, let's talk about it.
Diaz was trying to talk about it.
He still gets on his phone.
If you sit there and you look back on that year, we all kind of thought that the Andy Reid McNabb era was kind of fading down the stretch, right? We went to those 4 straight NFC Championship games. We weren't sure if anything was going to happen in that year. But what a great year it was. The Sixers sucked. The Flyers went to the Conference Finals. The Phillies won the World Series.
Big time.
And then we went to the NFC Championship game that year because of that game and because of that moment in time. It was incredible. It set up the whole stage. And then we wound up beating in the divisional round, the NFC East champion, the Giants. That was the McNabb game where he jumped on the phone, made the call to the booth.
Corny as hell.
And then we wound up getting screwed by the Arizona Cardinals when we went to that road game. But looking back at that
Wet the field. They did it, too. They did it last Sunday.
I know. But we'll never get close to that 1980 year where all 4 teams went to the championship round.
That's because the Flyers
were
terrible.
That was the closest we ever came.
Flyers are terrible.
Maybe in this moment in time they are, but the Sixers have been terrible for 20 years. Keep in mind, Kevin McCloskey and I have been talking about this because ever since 2001, my teams, the Flyers and the Phillies, have been to 7 conference championship or NLCS rounds as compared to the Sixers with a big fat 0. Wow. Diaz, would you care to elaborate on this?
Can we talk about the Dallas Cowboys Eagles game? Can we talk about
just
that?
Just saying, Diaz.
All of you are starting to annoy the crap out of me.
We do that all the time.
I do have the mute button.
By the way, I'm off on Tuesday, by the way.
Hit the mute button.
All right, moving along. Sam didn't even realize that she chose a game to highlight. Jansen, I think we got a little pickle juice in there somewhere. Oh, don't we?
Pickle juice.
Third quarter. Deuce Staley. Deuce. 35 yards. Deuce Staley. 201 yards rushing. Oh, then Donovan McNabb, you know what? You take a loan for a minute, Deuce. Let me handle it. So second-year pro, Donovan McNabb, first career rushing touchdown. What an embarrassment for the Cowboys, and what a win for the Eagles, who I say are going to make the playoffs. 41-14 Philly in Dallas.
Awesome. Thanks, Jay. It's a good clip of that. I appreciate that.
It makes you appreciate what NFL primetime used to be. Chris Berman, Tom Jackson, and that music, that's football. That is football.
Like the Flyers are stuck in the past.
I agree.
Like that sweater.
It's a gorgeous sweater.
Mitchell and Ness classic.
You two should just make out and get it over with.
It's definitely a classic.
Lou, can you throw Diaz out, please?
Whoa, just me.
Security. Come on, Lou. Security.
No, come on.
This is the best show that we've ever had. I'm 2 seats away from Diaz. Thank God.
You were wondering why it smelled so good, right?
Yeah, well, and I'm sitting next to Sam.
Last week's show in Arizona.
Smells like strawberries.
Last week's show in Arizona was pretty kick-ass.
That was.
It was a good
time. And don't forget, everybody, we have a brand new segment in the top
Towards the top of the hour.
It's called Diaz by the Pool?
No, it's called Kajada.
Kajada.
That's right. Kickass, jackass, or dumbass?
Dumbass. Sam wants Diaz by the Pool.
My stalker.
Now,
she wasn't that stalkery in Arizona, though.
All right, shut up. Fair. We do have a luxury here. Everybody, legendary Eagles receiver, the Reverend, the Doctor, Irving Fryer. I had to search pretty hard for this.
Future Hall of Famer.
Did you find it?
I found something.
You found it?
Giggity. Jansen.
Do I know about it?
Get it.
Uh-oh.
Third and long. Deep retreats. Winston. Fryer makes a one-handed grab behind him. How in the heck did he do that? Irving Fryer already passed that point. Rodney Pete throws the ball behind him. Fryer just reaches back with his left hand and catches the ball one-handed. This is something.
It's amazing.
This is
something.
Was that audio from black and white television?
That was Madden Summer.
That's the classic.
Wait a minute.
Hey,
I'm offended.
That is it.
I'm offended.
I'm with you.
I'm offended. What do you mean black and white? That was in color.
Fred Flintstone was watching that on his television.
That was, I watched that thing about six times, and I'm like, wow. You are.
Listen,
you're a stud. You're a stud.
I'm not trying to pat myself on the back.
I'll do it. But I was pretty good
in my day.
You guys, check out, you're all on your phones right now. Pull up Pro Football Reference, Irving Fryer stats when he was the Eagles. This is in the 90s, and his quarterbacks are like Bobby Hoying, Rodney Pete.
Dan Marino.
We're the Eagles.
Ty Detmer, Rodney Pete, Bobby Hoying,
130 catches, 1,500 yards.
I think we're hearing a lot of the volume in the background, so we should probably bring it down just a little bit. We don't have to yell.
Are you telling me not to yell?
Shut up.
It's pretty hard.
Diaz.
Pretty hard. But check it out, man. Irv, dude. You would, like, back in today's numbers, you're like the fifth wide receiver in fantasy. And back then, no one's throwing the ball, and you had no quarterback. Pretty impressive career.
I appreciate that. It was a good time. It was always a good time, no matter what team I played for. It was always a good time beating the Cowboys. I played in that Leon Lett game, Miami, on Thanksgiving. Miami versus
Cowboys. Yeah.
I was in that
game.
Hold on.
Do not jump.
Oh, we have it.
I'm just saying, we need a surgical procedure for Irv tomorrow to remove Diaz's lips from his ass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, listen, man, it is hardcore out here.
There is nothing better than a little filleting going on over here.
Kick ass, jackass, or Diaz's lips on Irving's ass.
No.
There it is. And we're done for this.
That's enough of that.
Jansen, cut that. Cut that.
Yeah, Please cut that and play it on a promo.
Cut that.
Jansen, my game. And unfortunately, I am dating myself here because this one's from 1995. It's forever known as the stop when that douchebag Ed Hockley was still screwed. Douchebag is not bad.
That was him. Jansen disagrees.
Asshat?
There you go. I think that's good.
Dingus?
Whoa. Now you're getting worse.
Really?
You're turning
anyway,
to the dark side.
Ed Hockley decides that the ball was snapped after the 2-minute warning. Jansen, go.
Unless they're going to try and draw him offside, I think they cannot go for it here. Emmitt Smith's the deep back. Emmitt Smith gets the carry. He doesn't make it. No, that's a bad call. You can't do that. Look at the Eagles. They know that call could have won the Eagles this game. Their field goal range right now. And now, all they have to do is run that clock down.
Do you have the second part? Ah,
Jansen. When's Slash?
Fumble.
Where's Slash?
Jansen.
Nice recovery.
So they run the same play, and Emmitt Smith gets dropped even further back, about 3 yards. Eagles go on, kick a field goal, win that game.
And Madden's yelling, they did it again.
They did it again.
They did it again.
Speaking of doing it again, don't hang out alone in the man cave for football this season. Try hanging out at Cheerleaders with Sexy Entertainers, $4 domestic beers, Jameson specials, and awesome game day prizes during all Sunday and Monday football games. That's right. Stop in before, during, or after the game, not only to see your favorite entertainers, but also your chance to win an awesome game day prize. The most epic game day experience is at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club,
where champions play. Cheerleaders is open daily from noon until 2 a.m. Everybody, this is the Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show in Philadelphia on 102.5 FM Philadelphia from Xfinity Live and brought to you by Live Casino. We'll be back right after this. Everybody, Green Legion Radio's Fox Sports pregame show here at Xfinity Live and brought to you by Live Casino.
I had a live read here. I forget where it went.
There it is.
Use the same sheets every week.
Professional radio show.
Shut up. Woo! Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and guess what you'll get? That's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Dave Busso is your go-to agent for the service you deserve, the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Dave Busso will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. What, Zach?
I want to give you a quick update on some of these playoff hopefuls, these Super Bowl hopefuls in the NFC. Right now, the Niners lost to the Falcons. The Packers lost to the Jets. The Bucks lost to the Steelers. Woo! But the Giants beat the Ravens.
The Giants are contenders.
The Giants beat the
Ravens. Giants are 5-1.
They're 5-1.
NFC East, baby. NFC East.
But the rest of those scrub dick dubs in our conference are terrible.
I do not like this Giants thing. I don't know what the hell is going on up there. But we're going to get to that in a minute
Ryan
Doble, coach of the year.
We got to wish our friend Amy a happy birthday. She's here. We're happy you brought all your friends out here to join us.
She wishes somebody else would have wished her happy birthday.
And Dallas sucks.
Yeah, hold on a second. Would you rather have heard that from Irvin Fryer as opposed to that clown? Say happy birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday. Are we going to sing happy birthday?
No, we're not wasting that much time on a happy birthday.
Can we sing happy birthday?
No, absolutely not. But I do want to go to you right now, Irvin.
He's the ball.
Just say happy birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday, Amy.
There we go. We're yelling into our mics.
We were saying happy birthday, but Quimby said no.
Oh.
Taskmaster. Oh, he's giving you a look.
So, I do want to talk to Irv specifically right now, because here we are. This is one of the biggest rivalries in sports. We all know. All right. I personally dislike the Cowboys not as much as I dislike everything that comes out of that sludge pit in North Jersey. All right.
LOL Mets.
LOL Mets. LOL Yankees. LOL Islanders. LOL Rangers. LOL Knicks. LOL Nets. LOL Devils. LOL Jets. LOL Giants. They can all kiss my ass.
Thank you, Jets, though, for beating Green Bay today.
That's quite a job right there.
Not as much anymore. I bet I'm lighter than you,
that's
Tubby.
Right. You're losing weight.
I wasn't a fat joke. Yeah, I'm just saying. It's a big ass.
But what we do have here today is somebody that was actually involved in those rivalry games. Now, Irv, you played for four different teams, the Patriots, the Dolphins, the Eagles, and the Redskins. We can say Redskins because they were the Redskins back then. If anybody has a problem with it, there's the door. I want to know what a locker room is like before one of these division rival games. When you were with the Patriots, your division rival was what? Probably the Dolphins, without question, right? Because, you know, that was the Marino era.
Right.
And then when you went to Miami, your
Buffalo.
It was the Patriots.
Patriots, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was Patriots.
And when you were with the Eagles and the Redskins, it was both
Dallas.
Yes. Talk about that. Talk about what it's like in the locker room. Talk about how players get geared up for one of these rivalry games.
Well, I think the reason, well, this is my opinion. Anyone who has ever played in the NFL but has not played for the Dallas Cowboys is not a Cowboys fan. If you did not play for the Cowboys, which play the NFL, you're not a Cowboys fan. So everybody else.
So your wife.
Every other team. Yeah, well, except my wife. We're not talking about my wife right now.
I'm trying to bring this to fruition here.
Everybody else.
Sit on the couch.
In the league does not like the Cowboys. So when you're in the locker room before the game, there's a level of intensity, particularly when it comes to those young guys. They need to understand there's a level of intensity that this game is about to take us to. And that's because the Cowboys were deemed the America's team years ago. And we took offense to that. Other teams, all the other teams in the NFL, we took offense to that. And anybody else who has not played for the Cowboys is offended by that. So anytime, whether it was with the Eagles, or whether I was with Miami, or whether it was with I was with the Dolphins, when we played the Cowboys, there was extra effort. There was extra concentration. There was an extra oomph that went into that game.
What? Did you have any pregame rituals? I want to know that.
Oh, I had all. I had a. People thought I was weird. They really.
Hold on a second.
Thought.
And what's changed?
Huh? What do you mean?
No, people were scared of you.
What do you mean they were scared of me? In my own locker room?
Yeah.
Who was scared
You're
of me?
You're a badass dude, man.
But they weren't scared of me. They left me alone.
They were scared of that needle going into your toe.
Wait. I want you to get my wallet out. Which one is it? The one that says badass mother?
Shut your mouth.
So, yeah, I had a ritual. I would dress a certain way before a game. Come in, you know, looking real good.
As opposed to now?
And
you're still the most color-coordinated son of a bitch.
But I was suits here. And I would come in. I would get there hours before the game. Hours. I was one of the first people in the locker room. Get dressed, lay my stuff out, put my uniform on, get taped. And I would start listening to gospel music. And I had this playlist that I would listen to.
Well, there's one thing that fires me up.
And it was, well, for me, that's what fired me up. It would start with some real, you know, subtle hymnals. And then it would turn into praise music. And by the time the praise music was playing, it was time for us to go out. So, yeah, I had a few rituals that I would go through from game to game.
Did you?
What is that? That was nothing like my playlist. What is that? That sounds like
a cow is about to die.
No, that sounds satanic. Is what that sounds.
Man, that gets the blood pumping.
That
baby.
That sounds satanic. Oh, that's satanic.
Did you have any? Did you do anything different before a rivalry game?
Well, before every game, and this is just me. This is not everybody else. This is just my warped way of doing things. Okay, I was different.
By the way, I dig that about you.
Yeah,
warped and religious. Two things.
Warped and religious. I would sit before a game, and I'd probably start about an hour before we had to go out for warm-ups. And I would sit and I would think about everything that anybody had ever done wrong to me.
And nice.
I get myself so worked
you
up.
Angry bastard.
Yeah, so angry, man. I would get myself so angry that it didn't matter what happened in the game. I wasn't going to get hurt.
The chef that undercooked that shepherd's pie?
That one, too. Him, too. Yeah. Him, too. Yeah.
Don't give him a reason.
No, but I wasn't.
But I would use that negativity and turn it into positive energy and go out and play. Go out and play on the field. With a certain intensity.
And by positive energy, you mean trying to take somebody's head off.
Well, yeah. That's the way we played the game back then. We don't play like that now.
Or your toe.
I went to my high school team, and I gave them the...
I saw that. That was awesome,
did you see
dude.
That? I talked about being the hammer and the nail. I took the hammer, I took a nail, and I hit the hammer with the nail, and I said, well, which would you rather be? Would you rather be the hammer, or would you rather be the nail? You're supposed to be the hammer, right? And that's what happens in the game. You come in contact with your opponent, you're either the hammer or you're the nail. I played 17 years in the NFL, not being the nail, I was the hammer.
You still look like the hammer.
I'm sorry, I can't top that.
You have to initiate
contact. Thank you, everybody.
Contact.
I'm done.
You get the ball in your hand, you put the ball in the outside arm, and your inside arm becomes a weapon. Anybody who comes to tackle me, you got to pay a price because I got a hammer.
I'm good at ping pong.
Oh, hold on. Let's talk about that for a second, okay? Real fast. Because the Green Legion and Green Legion Radio was in Arizona on Sunday in full force.
Oh, that what a tailgate that was. That party was live.
Well, I got up against Irv at some point in time during that weekend, And we, I was messing around. Like, well, I'm going to come up, bump, you know, I'm going to bump you at the line. He goes, oh, go ahead. Let me show you what I used to do.
Did you end up on the ground?
My arm still hurts.
Oh, like Ronald Acuna.
Oh, no. Yeah. You had your 60 seconds.
I did.
Knock it off. Knock it off.
He's full of one-liners today.
Give him. Yeah. Irv showed me what he would do to receivers, and it was a complete and total Michael Irvin hold, by the way.
To the D-backs. He's the receiver. Yeah.
Oh, D-backs or a back?
Oh, to D-backs, sorry.
Okay,
defensive backs in that five-yard chuck area, I guess they call it, they think they can hit you, but you can't hit them. I can hit you, too.
Don't
if
hit
you
me.
Can hit me, I can
don't
hit,
hit
you.
Me,
no, I won't hit you.
I'm not going to hit you.
But that's,
hold on. I got $100 says you'll hit him.
No, please. I don't want to be hit. Thank you very much.
No, hold on.
I'll take get the $100 if I hit him?
I got another 40
I'll
in my wallet.
That. I'll pay that.
Sam.
Anybody else?
I'll match
no,
it.
He's got more than $100.
I will match it.
I got 380. You can knock him out right now.
I can't knock him. I won't knock
him out.
Oh,
I can't knock him out.
Sam, can you go check to see if there's any more of those cookie brownies
Diaz,
over there from
Diaz, Diaz.
Oh, don't do it. I got teammates over here.
I'll split it with you if you act like you're
mute his out. Ass right now. You're done. All right. So right now, I want to know what the current Philadelphia Eagles team is doing in that locker room. What are they doing to get geared up? Who are the? What are the leaders saying? For the people, for the rookies, for the guys that are coming in on their first year, Kaiser White, Hassan Reddick. Hassan Reddick doesn't need to know. He was from he graduated from Temple. Right. He knows that rivalry.
They're not. They're
well, no, Bradbury. Bradbury knows because he played in the NFC East. What are they? What are the leaders?
The rookie year.
What are the leaders in the team telling the kids right now?
Well, they're not telling them anything right now. They've been telling them all week long, and that came to a head last night. I don't know if they have meetings at nighttime. If they have meetings at nighttime before the game, I don't know what their procedures are right now. But they've been saying it all week long, talking about the importance of this game. Making sure they push the right buttons, making sure they go over the intricacies of this particular offense and this particular defense that they're going to face on today, making sure that all of the T's are crossed, making sure that all of the I's are dotted, and making sure that they don't have a lull in this game like they did last week against Arizona. They can't afford a lull, particularly in the second half, like they had last week. This is the biggest challenge of the season this year. This is the toughest defense that they're going to face this year. I mean, we see that the Jets.
Hold on. Let me just so you know, after the show, you can go over to the Green Legion Radio Step Repeat and get your photo with Irving Fryer. It doesn't have to be like you're trying to get one over on everybody. He's happy to put his arm around you. No touchy feely after that.
They want an action shot. They want
no
to see
touchy,
him on the
touchy
ramp.
Feely. No.
Hey, Irv.
Yes.
I know you're saying like.
I wasn't finished with my thought.
Well, it's okay, but Sirianni was saying this week. that the biggest opponent is the next opponent, which means Dallas is the next opponent. But they have a bye week next week. You played 17 years in the NFL. What kind of trap can you walk into if you're already thinking about that next week off when you're going into a game like this?
Well, first of all, they're not thinking about the bye week. I can't ever remember, once the bye weeks were established in the league, I can't ever remember thinking about the bye week coming up. The traps happen during the bye week. You have to make sure that you stay focused because you got to come back and get back in the groove of things. So those traps and the downfalls can happen during the bye week. But I don't believe guys are thinking about a bye week, particularly this team here, the Eagles, in this game tonight against the Dallas Cowboys, how important that is.
Do you know what they should be watching in the locker room right now?
Oh, God.
That Hoskins homer and that bat spike. That's all you need. Just keep showing it over and over, and the crowd going wild, and they'll get. That's all they need to show. I'm fired up right now.
I'm a little pissed off you brought up. Hello? I'm a little pissed off you brought up Phillies, but that might be my favorite home run in Phillies history just because Reese was coming off a slump, all right?
A bad day. Bad day, too.
And the way, no, you have nothing to say here.
I don't know why you talk.
Just the way he did it, and it was pure joy, and there was no way that there could be a retaliatory pitch against him the next time. It was just, boom, yeah, throw it down.
All but, I got to say is you didn't want to make the playoffs.
Oh, hold on.
I want to hear three words from you, Quimby. I was wrong.
Kiss my ass. Everybody, head to livecasino.com
to sports and social for Phillies postseason watch parties every game. Enjoy $5 Budweiser and Phillies giveaways during the game. Visit livecasinophilly.com for details. I've had a couple drinks.
Did you say Casilli?
You can mute him too. Upcoming entertainment. What's the Phillies. I'm trying to a live read. You know, that pays your check. Philly Wine Festival, Saturday, November 19th. Jefferson Starship, Friday, December 9th. Matt Frazier's, Saturday, December 10th and Sunday, December 11th. Soul Town to Motown, which is all I listened to during our golf outing the other day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for that, sir.
You're welcome.
Sunday, December 18th. Bobby Collins, Saturday, February 18th. Tickets on sale at livecasinophilly.com. That's livecasinophilly.com. Everybody, this is Green Legion Radio's Fox Sports pregame show on 102.5 FM Philadelphia from Xfinity Live and brought to you by Live Casino. We'll be back for our final segment right after this. The Green Legion Radio Fox Sports pregame show live from Xfinity Live. Brought to you by Live Casino. There's a lot of lives going on 102.5 FM, The Gambler, here in Philadelphia. Everybody, alongside legendary wide receiver Irving Fryer. Yeah. Woo! Diaz, Sack, Sam Brady.
It's been a good day.
He's not doing too well today, so I have to console him. No problem.
She might have a new last name after last weekend.
And everybody, if you do not mind, a big round of applause to DJ Tree.
Hey, I want to know if Sam was at the wedding for Robert Kraft and the 47-year-old doctor on Friday night with Tom.
Yes.
I need to know if she was at that wedding.
Yes.
With a Grim Reaper suit on.
By the way, if you want to hire Tree, go to Eros.com. Eros.
81 minus 47 is still old to be marrying somebody.
You could cut all that.
Anyway,
out,
great.
It's amazing
so
how good
you guys know, Echelon Health and Fitness, located in Voorhees, New Jersey, voted best gym in South Jersey 5 years in a row. Membership starting at $8.99 per month. But that doesn't matter, because if you came to this tailgate, you're getting one for free, baby. 1 year, 3 day membership.
Unless you're a Dallas fan.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I agree. All right, cool.
Serena, you're out. It's
okay. You're paying for your gym membership for the next year.
Pretty bold of you to put Serena's name as
family
Dallas.
And locally owned indoor track, newest cardio and strength training equipment, 3 studios, indoor pool, whirlpool, dry sauna, even a kids club. Over 100 group fitness and Thrive personal training sessions. Classes for seniors, real life fitness, MBSE, Thrive personal training, considered the best group training in the country, and is exclusively offered in South Jersey at Echelon Health and Fitness. Member perks. Jeff Quinn's been working on this for a very long time. Echelon members save it over 800 local businesses simply by being an active member. Coming to Audubon, New Jersey in 2023, call 856-454-2976. That's 856-454-2976 for a free 30-day all-access pass. But once again, don't worry about it. You're going to get an email about this anyway. If you're just hearing us on the radio, you can also go to echelonhf.com. That's echelonhf.com. Everyone, all right, we got one more segment. And there are a couple things I do want to talk about. And it's the fashion show going on between Diaz and this young lady over here.
She's got a great shirt on. It's better than yours.
Let me just get into it, and then we'll go to predictions. Everybody, it's no longer time for Kaja. It's time for Kajada.
Kajada.
No longer Kick-Ass or Jackass. It's Kick-Ass, Jackass, or Dumbass. Well, I have a few good ones.
Let's see. Let's get Irv uncomfortable early this time.
Oh, no, he doesn't have to worry.
Let's not go to the dark
However, side. Other wide receivers are not going to be that lucky. Terrell Owens.
Uh-oh.
That's my quarterback.
I like a third option.
Go ahead, Irv.
Don't. There's only two words you can say right now.
Jackass.
That a girl.
Diaz.
Jackass.
Jackass. Dumbass. You could have had something so special if you would just stayed here and keep the mouth shut.
Dumbass. I totally agree with you, Zach. Dumbass.
Same thing.
We can all agree. The proper response is jackass or dumbass. So, Deuce Staley dropping 201 yards on the girls in the Picker Juice game.
Kick the ass.
Kick ass. That was great. Yeah. Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Nothing better than starting off a game with an onside kick, yes. Baby. The Dave Campo era. 15-33 with the Cowboys in three seasons. No playoffs.
Yeah, that's dumbass.
Oh, Quincy Carter. What a QB. And Chad Hutchins.
I was about to say, dumbass.
Kick ass. Kick ass.
Dumbass on the front office for giving him those weapons. Terrible.
Dumbass.
Again, any response was acceptable. Wes Hopkins and Lito Shepard's careers against the Dallas Cowboys. That is 17 interceptions for 5 touchdowns.
That's definitely kicking ass.
That's kicking ass. I didn't know that about Hopkins. I know he's great. Yeah. I was there for the Lito stuff.
Hopkins had 9 for 3. Lito had 8 for 2.
That was great. Ass. Kick ass.
I think we need to have the Lito shuffle to take us out today.
Oh.
Kick
can you pull
ass.
That, Jansen? Get it ready.
Can you shuffle?
That is sexy.
Every day
and
I'm shuffling,
ass.
Irv.
Every day I'm
and
shuffling.
And our resident hooker is ready to go.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
That's unnecessary.
I was talking about with a fish line.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay,
hook,
sure you
line,
are.
Line, and sinker.
Sure you are.
Brianna's back there going, you didn't get away with that at all.
Wow.
Antonio Bryant throwing his jersey at the Big Tuna.
I don't remember this.
He was a third down receiver.
I remember Antonio Bryant. I don't remember him throwing the receiver.
And
throwing the jersey.
He was pissed off. And
he should be. He was playing for Dallas.
Yeah. He wound up the Big Tuna took his the jersey he threw at him, threw it right back at him, and then traded his ass almost immediately.
The ball move would have been cutting him the next day.
So definitely, he did. Dumbass.
Dumbass.
Yes, dumbass.
It's a jackass if your nickname is the Big Tuna.
Dumbass.
Horrible.
I have a great one here.
Is that because he looks like a star-kissed fish? Like, is that why they call him the Big Tuna?
Who knows?
The frumpy body.
Here we go. The White House with President Michael Irvin.
Ooh. Oh, what?
Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, the Arlington White House.
The White House.
Oh, okay. All right.
You don't know about the White House. You know this expression.
No, I know about the White House. That's.
Getting Irv uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Serena.
Okay.
Ready? Serena, ready? A la 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 la.
Kick ass.
Kick ass.
Kick ass. Yeah, kick ass giggity.
I think Michael Irvin and Bill Clinton had a lot of fun together back in those days.
Kick ass.
Kick ass, I guess.
In case anybody doesn't know what the White House is, that was the cocaine and hooker palace for the Dallas Cowboys in a cul-de-sac. Supposed to be named after Tony Dorsett. Right. You know.
Was Leon Lett there too?
We'll get to Leon Lett. Oh, okay. Don't worry, he's not safe.
All right. I'm just making sure.
We're not safe.
And by the way, on the White House, complete and total kick ass. Even funnier moment in Cowboys history that maybe a lot of you don't remember. Jerry Jones refusing to sign Emmitt Smith to an extension. In 1993, they're trying to be the only team, the most recent team to repeat Super Bowl wins since the 49ers. And Emmitt Smith decided to hold out. What happens? The Cowboys go 0-2 against the Redskins and the Bills. Whatever. What happens? Jerry caves.
4 years,
$52 million, and they won the Super Bowl that year. Anyway, kick ass or jackass?
Jerry Jones is a dumbass.
Jerry Jones, listen.
Sorry, never, I forgot dumbass was an option.
Yeah. Jerry Jones, never die. Kick ass. Jerry Jones is the best.
What?
We love Jerry Jones. I hope Jerry Jones never leaves
us. We have to consider the source, Diaz.
Jerry Jones is a gift to Eagle fans.
To the house. Mark St. George with his new do look. Yeah, look at that wind tunnel tested hair, my friend.
Can we mute?
Hold up for a second. You go up to any Dallas fan that's here. There might be four of the front. Listen, they all want to.
My wife just came over and hugged you.
They're waiting for Jerry to die. They're waiting for Jerry to die. As long as Jerry Jones is alive, they will never amount to anything. Kick ass. Jerry Jones is the best for us, the worst for Dallas fans. They know it.
Well, that's why he's a dumbass.
I just love the fact we brought up Emmitt Smith because last time a Cowboy won anything was him on Dancing with the Stars. Kick ass.
Damn it. That was my next one. Michael Irvin on Dancing with the Stars.
Jackass.
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 Complete and total kick-ass and or dumbass. Lito Shepard's 102-yard interception.
I was there.
Kick ass.
Kick ass. That was great. Yes. Anything Lito or Sheldon Brown is kick ass.
Kick ass. All of it.
And finally.
Well, she's saying all of that because she saw him in a Speedo.
And finally. Lito, from somebody who was at the game and not just watching in the stands. Leon, let's snowslide, baby.
Which one?
I'm going to tell you what I said. Live when I watched you with my own ass. Who was that dumbass? This is the way I was looking too. I was right here on the field, looking over to my right. I'm like, who was that dumbass? Touching the ball. Leon Lett. Dumbass.
Listen, it's kick ass, and I'll tell you why. My one cousin brought her boyfriend home from college, who was a Dallas fan, was killing Thanksgiving. We still talk about it to this day. And then Leon Lett does that, and they lose it. We bring it up every Thanksgiving. It was a Thanksgiving miracle. Kick ass. Thank you, Leon Lett.
It's kind of like the butt fumble, but Leon Lett did a lot of snow slides in his day. Kick ass.
Kick ass.
We're talking about that specific play.
Yeah, he did a lot of them.
You don't mind.
Dumbass.
You don't mind. Yeah. You don't mind. Cocaine.
We won the game, too.
Listen, real quick, because we only have 2 minutes left. Jansen, how much time?
You got all the time in the world, Quimby.
You got all the time in the world, Quimby.
Wow. All right, we're going to take this for the next hour, everybody. No.
We got to get back to DJ Tree.
Yeah, we do need to get to DJ Tree. I want predictions besides pain. Coming down the road. Sack, let's talk about this game, but real fast, because it's time.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Only here on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia.
Spread is 6.5. Everybody wants to load up on the Cowboys across the nation on that spread, just for the simple fact how that defense has been playing. 27-13, birds. Whooping that ass.
I like it. I see the same thing. I think it's going to be a little... I'm going 24-10. I don't think this Cowboys offense can move the ball at all. They're going to have to throw the ball. That means you're going to have to trust Cooper Rush to make some plays. It's just not going to happen this game. It's not going to happen. 24-10.
Not in this house. Not this weekend.
Well, you don't have to. Cooper Rush doesn't have to make...
Not on my watch!
...any serious or take any chances making serious choices because this defense hasn't given up more than 19 points in a game. They're giving up an average of like 14 points, 14.4 I think it is, per game. So that doesn't put any pressure on your offense to take any risks.
Until today.
Hopefully today.
I'm going to have to agree with me, Irv.
Well, I'm going to agree with me too. I believe the Eagles will win this game.
Ride the wave of this weekend.
But this is going to be their biggest challenge this year. This defense is a problem. Last week, and I say that only because last week, our answer to the blitz, and Dallas will blitz today, our answer, I talked about it in our Tuesday night show. Their answer, the Eagles' answer to the blitz was these bubble screens. That's why they ran all these bubble screens. Jalen, check to all these bubble
Quit
screens.
Quit hitting my computer.
You need to have an answer down the field, quick slant or a blitz route that will, okay, again, when the defense blitzes, it puts them at risk of a big play. That's why teams don't blitz Tom Brady because he knows how to slant, create a big play.
So the answer has got to be more than just a bubble screen for the Eagles today. I believe the Eagles will win this game only by 3. I'm not going to give you the score, but they'll win by 3.
All right. I have predictions. And I got to tell you right now, I believe this game is going to be close, and it's unfortunate close. I believe the game is won in the trenches. I believe our offensive line is going to move mountains. And I love that. And I don't mind the blitz because I believe our quarterback can handle that. I also believe that Darius Slay and James Bradbury both have 2 interceptions already. And Cooper Rush can kiss my white ass. Straight up.
He's been in the tanning bed lately?
He's got a white ass too.
And I believe that our game will be won by Cameron Dicker.
Oh, they...
Our guest on Tuesday nights.
Jake Elliott's
back. Is Jake Elliott back?
Yeah.
Dicker the kicker?
Nice try. Good promotion.
By the way, can I have Tuesday night off?
I do believe it is a field goal at the end of the game, and we win. And if you guys don't like it, then you kiss my white ass, too.
No one wants to do that. There was no reaction there.
That's a big one.
If you're the Birds, you ride the wave of this weekend. You ride the wave of what's happened the last 2 days down here in South Philadelphia. You take it home tonight. You complete the perfect weekend in Philadelphia
he's
sports.
Getting red.
Let's go, Eagles!
Red.
Let's go. Let's take it down.
Listen, you can't.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles! Let's go, Phillies, too!
Everybody, woo! He's getting all red. Look at him.
Woo!
Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, the Fox Sports pregame show every Sunday or whenever the Eagles play. Brought to you by the Live Casino from Xfinity Live. Jansen, take it away!